All right, back on the water here. Hopefully you can hear me. The wind's getting a little bit strong, but, you know, the sun is just about to set here in Nova Scotia. Once again, jbonair.com. You can go and see all the fun that we are having here. So I'm with the Clammer, and he's got almost a half pail already. We've been gone for, what, like 15 minutes since I last spoke with you, and I have one. So what am I doing wrong? Now, again, I'm seeing a lot of holes, but sometimes there's maybe not necessarily one there, or they're too small. That seems to be what's happening a lot.
Well, number one, you have to look for the bigger the hole, the bigger clam that you're going to find. And a lot of the times these holes aren't open until you start to move around a little bit. And the more you move around, the more they'll start to open up. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you'll be looking at it and there'll be nothing there. And then you'll look down again and it's, oh, geez, now there's three, four holes. Now there's half a dozen. Now there's a couple dozen. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they just keep popping out. And eventually after a while,
And there was, you did find a really big hole, and then there was, like, something shooting out of it. What is this thing that's shooting out of it as you're...
You mean like the water or you're talking about the...
I don't know. As you're picking
it up... The siphon.
I'm not sure. There's something that's, like, shooting out of them sometimes at you. What is that?
Oh, that's water.
Regular...
Yeah, that's water that... I mean, like, they filter 20, 30 liters of water a day, and they will hold water in their system as the tide ebbs and goes off of them, and then when the tide comes back up, they'll start to filter feed again, right?
So that's not... it's not like a defense. They're not, like...
No, they're not pissing at something.
Okay. Oh, I'm not sure that we... All right, let's move on then. We'll talk about things like that. Now, here, you can hear Wanda come over here. Let's just talk about this. Now, I said I'm not leaving here until I get five. I've got one. Oh, we're going to get some calls about that. But, so how easy is it? I mean, you've got your grandkids are out here. This is the first time that you're out here with them doing this.
Yes, Jeremy, and I have to say that they're doing better than you.
And I'm covered in mud. I'm trying. Everybody's laughing and making fun of me, but I'm determined. I mean, the sun's going down. It's going to get dark. Now, can you do this at night? I should ask you.
Absolutely not allowed to do it at night.
Good. I mean,
clam jacking is illegal.
Well, I'm going to go to jail. So.
No, Jeremy, I have a confession to make here. It's like I've been telling you where the holes are, but like I tell everybody that comes, like, if you can't find clams, then you need to follow the Clammer because he knows where the clams are. Yeah, I can help, but he knows.
Right. Now, again, this is an adventure that you bring people on when they come to the area. Now, you were telling us just before we set out that you've met people from all over the world doing things like this.
Yes, we have. We've met people from all over the world. Japan, Brazil, I mean, we have met people from everywhere, and it's just unbelievable. And it's just a pleasure that you get to meet these people from all over the world. But you know what's most important to me is that we can actually take them into our world, and they see who we are, and they go away, and, you know, they're really enjoying themselves and seeing the fun that they're having. To me, that means everything, and we're just being who we are.
Mm-hmm. So doing this type of adventure, how can people get more information about that? Again, we've heard your website more than mine during the show, Wanda, but one more time for everybody.
Okay, so if anybody's interested and they want to go on my website, it's fundyadventure.com. Or if they would sooner call me on the phone, my number is 902-245-4388. And so my company name is Fundy Adventures.
Oh. And we've got many pails of these things. So this is something that, you know, people, if they do come on this, they can take the clams with them as well? Or they'll maybe do they'll cook them with you then after the adventure? How does it work?
Yes, we'll actually have a clam bake, and they can taste the clams and get the experience of what it's like. First of all, we like them to try them natural with no dips. And then we have garlic butter and vinegar that they can try it in. And then I have a special surprise at the end of our clam bake, but I'm not willing to give you that yet.
See, that, we entice that then to get everybody involved, right?
Yes. So, and by the way, Jeremy, I have to say that you're really doing okay.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, maybe I'll check in with you guys all again. But again, jbonair.com. My goal is five. So let's see how this goes. The Clammer and Wanda, once again, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you. It's been a pleasure having you.
You're very welcome.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.